You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, check it out. Ooh, Van Halen bumper music?
Mm-hmm. Dance the night away, Dom. You know, what I do every night. Duh.
Right.
Right?
Quickly, the only thing I want to talk about in odds and ends is sorry, I was looking at, because I know that you and Nicole are the same way Gretchen and I are, in that we are longing to go back out again to do like happy hour. You might want to do it with friends because you've got a bunch of really good friends that you hang with. We want just to go to happy hour just because that was our thing, was always just the two of us to go to a restaurant bar, mm-hmm. sit at the bar,
yeah,
and
miss
get apps
that.
And stuff like that.
Oh,
we
yeah.
miss all that.
Calamari.
So when I saw this story, it says, it's talking about how since some restaurants have opened back up around the country, and then I guess others are now starting to close down again, but once they opened up, you would think that people would be so overjoyed to go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening is when they do go out, they are stiffing the servers these days. More than 80% of restaurant servers say their tips are way down during the pandemic because people are going, but they're not tipping like they used to.
What a jerk move. Like, I feel like if I was out eating at a restaurant right now, I would so over-tip right now.
That's why I don't understand.
You know,
about this.
I'd give them a fat 40% tip or something crazy.
And another 80% say they have actually had customers get hostile over guidelines. So apparently what's going on is the nice people aren't going out. The ones who are going out are the jerk stores, right? Who yeah. don't tip and scream at the server over guidelines that
That's
are there
pretty
to protect
crappy,
everyone.
Isn't it?
Yes.
That's real crappy.
And I was just thinking as I read this, like, I'd give anything to go out right now.
Yeah.
And
then these people are out there ruining it.
Yeah, they ruin it for the rest of us.
Man, I don't like that at all.
What else is going on?
We did it. We did it yesterday. I'd been talking about this earlier this week of Christmas cards. And we were trying to decide if we should do it, if we shouldn't do it. We weren't getting as many coming in. It was kind of
today's the 11th.
Kind of pointless to do it now. Got a text on the way home yesterday from Nikki Nacky, and she said, "Hey, swing into Walgreens. I ordered some Christmas cards." It's like, oh,
what's the picture
really?
On them? I gotta know.
You are gonna be so surprised. It's a little, you know, a horizontal card, and it's got three pictures on it.
Mm-hmm.
All three, just the kids. Nicole
no,
and I do
no,
not
no,
make
no,
an appearance
no.
at all on the card.
No, you did that?
I didn't do it. Nick Nack did it.
Oh.
She just totally shoved us out of the Christmas card. All of a sudden now we're just the kids on the Christmas card.
You became those people?
Just for this year, I think. But, you know, it's a cute picture of the kids. And
well, of course, your kids
and
are
and the dog,
adorable.
The new dog's on there, so we got the new little dog. So now little Goldie Fawn made the signature line, so... So now she originally ordered 20 and she was going down the spreadsheet list and man, cutting like crazy, cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up going back and doing a second order of 20. She's like, I just feel bad cutting all these people.
Oh, okay.
It's not their fault this year, you know? So now we've got 40 that we're going to be sending out. So we're $20 deep so far just into the cards. I got to go buy stamps somewhere today.
40 cards were only $20.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, but still, $40. I got home and I looked at them and I did a reenactment, basically. I was like, oh, great, now this is how it's going to go when we send it out. And I took it, oh, how cute. And I walked right over the trash can and I threw it in it. I go, you know, I could have handed you 220s. You could have just thrown them right in the trash right now if you wanted. I thought we had a plan. We weren't going to do it this year. But they're coming out. So I think you made the list. So we'll see.
You have to remember that your buddy Dom
mm-hmm.
is maybe the, other than your mother.
Yeah.
Your buddy Dom is the only person who has saved every one of your Christmas cards.
That's right. Yes. You do have a little
Are stack. They still on the bulletin board in the office?
I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So
I'll have to start a new bulletin board at my new place, I guess.
I might even send you the one. I'll just put it on the bulletin
board.
Put
it on the bulletin board. I'll see it when I get there.
Yeah, you don't want to see my goofy kids anyway. So.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Your kids are adorable.
They're
I think
cute.
It's great.
They're
I just,
cute.
I just can't believe you guys became that family.
I know, like out of nowhere. She's like, there just wasn't any good pictures of us. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. It's all you, girlfriend.
Hmm.
Yeah, so holly jolly. A few of you might get a card from us.